Welcome, everyone, to our November ePray. Our theme for this month is joy, and the scripture we'll focus on speaks directly to how we find and maintain joy, even when life is challenging. Let's begin with a moment to center ourselves. You may want to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let the busyness of your day settle. As you exhale, release whatever tension you are holding. Today, we'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord, asking Him to open your heart and ears to His voice and word. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. The command to rejoice in hope feels counterintuitive when we are weary. Where in your current work or life are you struggling to find joy? Take a moment to name that place before God and ask Him to remind you of the reliable hope you have in Christ. The passage links patience in suffering with being constant in prayer. Where do you need God's strength to wait right now? What is one specific worry you can hand over to Him in this moment, trusting that a patient heart is a praying heart? As we reread this passage again, can you think of one young person in your life who needs to hear this word? Someone who especially needs God's love and compassion right now. Hold them in your mind and heart as we listen to the word one more time. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. We know that many youth are not patient in tribulation. They act out or simply give up. Pray for the young people in your ministry who are facing great difficulties. Pray that God would meet them in their suffering and that they would be able to rejoice in the hope of His future plan for them. The passage concludes with the action of Christian love. Contribute to the needs and seek to show hospitality. In your ministry role, how might God be calling you to practically demonstrate this love and welcoming spirit this week? Pray for the resources, wisdom, and energy to meet the needs of the young people you serve with radical hospitality. Consider how this word might change your perspective today, both in your personal journey toward joy and in your mission to bring joy and hope to others. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.